Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, live in a KFUO, worldwide KFUO studios with Andy Bates.
It's good to be in the same room again.
Well, you know, you could just travel around the country with me, and then we'd always be able to do this live from somewhere.
From an airplane?
From an airplane, airport, congregation, restaurant. Anywhere.
That would bring a new dynamic to the program.
Because, you know, there's something I discovered in all my travels. Everywhere I go, there's people who don't know the good news of Jesus.
Good point. So I could be there, like, live on the scene to capture their response.
Right. Or maybe I could be there to capture your response. But I came back with a big, big question today, a big question to talk about as we talk about witnessing. And it, like I said, there's opportunities all around us. Mm-hmm. We see people, you know, when I travel, and I'm always curious when I'm in airports and watching people, who knows Jesus, who doesn't. When I'm sitting with people on an airplane, you always get to sit with strangers. You mm-hmm. know, does this person know Jesus?
See, so it's better that I don't travel with you.
Right, because, well, we could sit in different rows and then be connecting with even more people who don't know Jesus. And so I've been thinking about what's the big question of being a witness of Jesus. If I were to come up with the big question, mm-hmm. what would it be? You ready?
The big question. Oh. I wish I had a drum roll. Yeah. I probably got one in the system here somewhere.
Probably. Why?
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 Well, it's a pretty big question.
Yeah. Why should we witness? Why do we do this? What's the point?
Mm. Good question. We've talked about that. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. And I think it's worth coming back to that question and saying, well, you know, God's put us out into this world. Mm-hmm. And here we are as his witnesses. And there's so many other things going on in our lives. Tons of other things. And it's like, well, I got to somehow squeeze this in too. Mm-hmm. And so if our answer to the why witness is because Jesus said so, which is true.
It's only half the...
But Jesus did say so.
Yeah, but it's only half the answer, isn't it?
And it's not the best part of the answer.
Okay.
Because whenever we answer because Jesus said so, I think we ventured over into the realm of the law. We do this because Jesus told us to. Okay, because remember, one of the ways we can distinguish between law and gospel is that law is where I'm the doer. Mm-hmm. I'm doing something, you know, where gospel is God is doing something.
And law doesn't really rescue us.
No. In fact, most of the people, when I talk to people about witnessing and evangelism, there's a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. A recognition that they haven't been the witness that they ought to be. And that sounds like the law too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because what does the law do? Always.
Convicts.
Convicts us.
Shows us our sin.
So if you're going to approach witnessing from the law perspective, it's always going to condemn you. It's always going to show you how you're falling short. There's always more to do. All those people I see as I travel around the country, I wear myself out trying to witness to all of them, and there's still going to be millions more. I can't do it. It's just too overwhelming a task. I'll be crushed by it. So now, you know, I have the rest of my life in conflict with being a witness because I want to be a witness. I'm working hard to be a witness. I want to be faithful to because Jesus told me this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But I've got my children to take care of. I've got the bills to pay. I've got a boss to keep happy. You know, I've got activities that, you know, all my friends are doing that I want to take part in. Now I'm putting witnessing in opposition to all that other stuff.
But aren't all those people with whom you have a relationship, whether it's paying a bill or being an employee or worker or a parent, aren't those all people to whom you could be a witness?
There you go. So now we get to a different answer to the why question, and it's a gospel answer. And a gospel would encourage us to see that God is the one at work in us, mm-hmm. and that God has placed us into relationships with other people. And God has put us into workplaces. He's put us into schools and communities with people. He's done all this so that witnessing isn't in opposition to the rest of our life, but it's a seamless part of our lives. The why witness is because this is who we are in Christ. This is where he's put us as his people in the world so that we can be instruments that he uses to bring life and salvation to the very people he's woven into our lives, not as a burden, but as a joy. So I don't have to walk around with this heavy burden on me that all the people on the airplane who don't know Jesus, that somehow I got to figure out how to save them, you know, wrestle the microphone away from the stewardess during the part that no one's listening to anyways about seatbelts and stuff and just say, hey, instead of hearing about seatbelts, let me tell you about Jesus because he's better than a seatbelt. You know, you don't have to do these extreme weird things because you have this burden of all the people in the world who aren't saved on you. I think that burden of all the people in the world and their sin was kind of carried by somebody else once, and that's been taken care of.
I hear a little sarcasm.
Oh,
there.
A little. But our role in this is not to bear that burden, but to bring the good news that the burden has already been borne by Christ on the cross, and salvation has already been won. And to whom are we going to do that? Well, the very people God put in our lives. But that really hasn't, we haven't really answered fully the why, though, have we?
Right. Why witness? Why tell the good news of Jesus, whether it's to those 180 people on the airplane? If the airplane, wait, the airplane is not like crash landing, right?
Well, if it is, you know, I'll be praying. Well, it's funny that you ask that because, you know, I often travel with a clerical collar on, and sometimes people will start a conversation or say just something witty like, oh, I'm so glad you're on this plane. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, God's given me a witnessing opportunity here because, you know, we're having a conversation. I said, well, why? Well, you know, because, you know, if you're on the plane, then we're all going to be safe. And so here's how this has developed over time. This is now my kind of standard reply. I said, you know, I'm going to die one day. I'm a sinner. I'm going to die. It could very well be today on this airplane.
That's so comforting.
Yeah, it's so comforting. But it gets to the next thing I say is, but I'm ready. Are you?
That might freak him out a little bit, it might make him think that, well, you know, should he be on a do not fly list?
Well, and they might say, well, I'm not flying with this guy. And maybe I'll get an empty seat next to me. I don't know. But it really has had an impact on. Now, obviously, I don't stand in front of the line and scream this out at everybody. But if somebody does take the conversation that way, this has kind of become my response. And it causes them to really step back and say, wow, I hadn't thought about it that way.
Sure.
You know, so... So, you know, everywhere we are, God has given us these opportunities to engage people in one form or another. You know, that's obviously kind of a unique situation, and it's very abrupt, and it's a, you know, it's not an ongoing relationship. So there's all those things. I'm not saying, you know, walk around, tell people, you could die today. Are you ready? I think we've tried that approach.
Probably not a good approach at an airport, too.
Yeah, or walking around the hospital, sharing that with people. You know, that there's a place for that, but most of the time we're just called to be witnesses in the context of our everyday lives with the people already in our lives. And in there is the answer to the why question. Why should I witness? Because God has put me in this place for that purpose. He's put me with these people for that purpose. This is my purpose for being in the world as a believer in Jesus. If I try to find another purpose, I'm going to, you know, I'm just, there's no other overriding purpose. If, you know, if it's to learn to love God, you know, guess what? We're going to love God perfectly in heaven. If it's to worship God better, well, in heaven, worship will be perfect. All the things that we may say, this is why I'm early in the world, all of them fade away when we think, no, really, at home where we belong, because that's where our citizenship is, all those things will be perfect. what the scripture tells us is we're here in this world for one overriding purpose. And 1 Peter 2:9 says it, to proclaim the excellencies of him who've called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So why witness? It's the whole reason we're here. It's the whole reason for being in the world.
If you have a question about why witness, why should we witness? 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. The email address, lassie@kfuo.org.
Lassie. Yeah.
L-A-S-S-I-E, Lassie. Lassie,
which is, stands for...
Listen.
Listen.
Ask.
Ask.
Seek.
Seek.
Share.
Share.
Invite.
Invite.
And encourage.
And encourage. You got it. 100% score today. Get a gold star. And Lassie is actually not about why we should witness. It's about how we should witness.
Sure.
So it doesn't do a lot of good to have Lassie, you know, on your hip, ready to go, if you don't really understand the why in the first place. The why is really important. And a lot of the how works itself out mm-hmm. once we embrace the why. When we see our lives are lives that are fully, really set apart for being Christ witnesses. And everything in our lives has been masterfully woven together by the God who desires that all people would come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved, and sends us in the world to bring that good news to all people.
To the question of why witness, could I ask, why not?
Why not?
I mean, if this is what God has given us to do, this is what he's equipped us to do, he's given us the people around us, he's given the resources, he's given us his word, he's given us his Holy Spirit, he's told us in his word that we will be his witnesses. Why not?
Why not? Well, and I think, Andy, the answer to that in one word is fear. The thing that holds us back from being witnesses of Christ in our everyday lives is that fear. Hmm. Fear that we'll be rejected, fear that we'll say the wrong thing, fear that the relationship will be broken because mm-hmm. we brought up Jesus. There's all these fears, but we know where fear comes from, you know, and the scripture tells us that perfect love drives out all fear, and to be centered in that perfect love of Christ, and to bring that perfect love of Christ to others is going to drive that fear away.
All right, let's go to... Let's go to Marilyn. See, Marilyn, we've got just a minute or two for your call. Good morning, Marilyn.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to make a comment on witnessing because I just finished writing a letter to the neurosurgeon who, by God's grace, he was there when my son had his horrific accident. The book I just finished reading was When Breath Became Air. And this was about a neurosurgeon, neuroscientist, and he did not find out the importance of witnessing and knowing our Lord Jesus Christ until his breath became air. It is a marvelous, marvelous book and lets you know how important that brain is that God gave us. God's blessings to you. I love KFU.
Thanks for calling, Marilyn. Thanks so much. Well, has God given us everything we need to be a witness?
Absolutely. And we see, you know, I don't know this, I'm not familiar with this book, but I've heard many stories about medical doctors and neurosurgeons included who have borne tremendous witness to people who didn't expect a medical professional, scientist, a brain surgeon to believe in Jesus, but to give that testimony, and I think there's somebody who's recently running for president of the United States who's done something like this, to give this testimony of how marvelously and wonderfully we're made, and nothing says it like the human brain. And so there's an example of somebody who says, hey, here's my vocation, here's my role in life, mm-hmm. but God has put me here to be his witness, and has brought those two things together in a very natural and effective way. Each one of us has been called to vocations like that, to be witnesses of Christ, wherever, whether you're a brain surgeon or whether, you know, you're just somebody who, you know, works in a retail store and say, well, that's nothing like being a brain surgeon. Yes, it is. this is where God has put you to be his witness. And he has his purpose for that. And you're gonna encounter people every day in your role as a retail clerk that a brain mm-hmm. surgeon will never have an opportunity to talk to.
Right.
So
God puts people in proximity to you, in relationship with you, and equips you with all that you need to be a witness to them.
Right. So you may never write a book that people read and get inspired by, but you may every day be doing things that you don't even realize mm-hmm. have opened doors for you to share the gospel with people who would never pick up that book.
Mm. Indeed. Indeed. Well, there are many vocations to which people are given that they can be a witness. Curious, what do you think would be the most difficult one? There's a fun challenge. What would be the most difficult vocation in which to be a witness?
Pastor?
Well, that does it for today for Witness Wednesday. Have a great week.
All right. We'll see you next time.